Well, I mean, I definitely think it's changed over the years. You know, I think that's just going to happen naturally. You're going to have new artists bringing new influences to the game, and it's going to change the way things go. You know, and I think you have to be able to change a little bit with that. But, you know, I think the thing for me is, like, it is what it is. You know, the kind of music I play, it is what it is. We kind of created our own little sound and stuff, and that's kind of what we still do even now. So I never, you know, wanted to, like, chase a trend or chase what was hot at the time or any of that stuff. It's like, I want to go out and play songs that I like, that I think are cool, that I want to sing. And you know, and if that works, cool, and if it doesn't, then it doesn't. Mm-hmm. But just not gonna chase it.
And so, yeah, you've had over 30 number one singles, 20 million albums sold. Take us back to the beginning. Did you ever think that you would be right here doing that?
No, I mean, I think when you're getting started as a new artist, I mean, you're just hoping to have a hit, you know, yeah, of any kind. And you know, my first single was, you know, barely cracked the top 10, and, you know, I was excited about that. So you know, the next song was Why. It was my first number one, and then we didn't have one for a couple years after that. So, you know, for me, it was just really about trying to string together some hits and you know, be able to sell tickets where people wanted to come see our show, you know, because that's how you're gonna make a living in this business. Mm-hmm. So you know, the thought of having 30 number ones, or, you know, 12 albums later, or any of that stuff, I mean, it was so far beyond, like, where my head was at the time. So, you know, I mean, what's happened in me and my career over the last 20 years has been something that I never dreamed of, you know what I mean? So it's been awesome. And, you know, you could kind of see, you know, there was a point where you're like, oh, okay, we'll be able to do this for a while now. And then even then, it kind of kicks into another gear where you're like, damn, all right, this is, we're gonna be able to do this forever,
yeah,
kind of thing. And so it's been a pretty cool ride for, yeah, sure.
And so, speaking of number ones, your song with John Morgan, Friends Like That, that is at number one right now. How was it recording with him on that song?
Well, I love John. We kind of discovered him. We found him, and just, you know, he's one of those guys that's super talented. You know, just a fan of his songwriting, his guitar playing, his voice, you know, his phrasing in songs, just all of it. And he was just a guy that, you know, we were like, we think that guy's got it. Whatever it is, he's got it. And so we started working with him. And, you know, he's a guy that we just are huge fans of. And Friends Like That was a song that was kind of starting to do pretty well on its own with him on it. And for us to kind of kick that thing into high gear, just to get him out there and make people aware of him, I jumped on it with him. And, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, he gets his first number one. And it kind of sets up what he's got going forward. So, you know, the second single is a song called Kid Myself that's one of the best songs on the record. And so it was really to try and help set up some of the other songs and really get him going, because he's you know, he's one of those guys that I think is one of the most talented kind of newcomers in town.
100%. And so you're on your Full Throttle tour right now. You are actually going to end up taking it international to New Zealand and Australia. Are the country fans different over there than they are here?
Not really. I mean, we went over there. It's been about 10 years since we went over there. And I remember going over the first time and not really knowing what to expect when we got there. And but we played some festivals, played some, you know, some show. I forget how many shows we played. But it was like being over here. It's like coming in and playing a festival in the States or Canada or wherever. They know the songs. They're singing all the songs. They're, you know, they get wild over there too, which is awesome. So, but yeah, it's, you know, I think country music is a global thing. I mean, it's something that, whether you live in the States or wherever, I mean, it's accessible. You can go on iTunes and get it, or pull it up on YouTube or whatever it is. And so I think it's, you know, it's one of those things that you don't really see a huge difference in fans and those things. I mean, that they're the same as they are here.